Lunchtime playtest. Number two. Well, number two.
It's like number seven or something. Just number two that we've recorded.
So.
So what are we looking at?
Here we have a game. Tentatively calling Railway Robbery. Probably will change, and I don't even know if it's a game yet. I've got this mechanic that I'm pretty happy with, the way it sounds, but I've never actually used it, so it could be really terrible, I'm not sure. But we're going to find out real quick here. And pause.
What's up?
I'm just nosing, curious what you're playing today.
This new Railway Robbery thing that Jason's trying.
It might be really bad. I don't know. I don't even. It's not even really a game yet. It's a mechanic. Like, I literally made a prototype of a mechanic.
It's like, hey, let's see what happens if I take this polyhedral object and put numbers on the sides and then drop it on a table. What would happen?
Well, hey, that went pretty well. Yeah, so maybe this will go really well.
Yeah. Cool.
So we're about to find out.
Okay. Yeah.
I don't know anything about this at all. Yeah. I know it's inspired by dominoes.
Mexican train dominoes.
Oh.
It's about train heists.
Uh-huh. Nice.
So, we'll see what happens here.
All
right.
Mind if I stand here and watch?
Yeah, no. You can pull in a chair if you want.
That's okay.
Let's count them together.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12.
Each have 15.
Okay.
Okay, so do you know how dominoes, the kind of how dominoes works?
Vaguely.
So, the idea is you can look at all your cards,
mm-hmm.
and you want to turn this into a train. The way to do that would be to, you have to have matching pieces.
Okay, I can look at these?
Yep, and you can match them either way. So see, like there. And you're going to play as many as you can. At the beginning. That's mm-hmm. the idea. Like, you're going to try and make your train as good as possible as it is at the start. If we have to, you can turn them to kind of make loops. We don't have a huge area here, but...
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of the basic setup as to how you would play standard Mexican train dominoes. And that's kind of the setup. Basically, you're building a train here. Now, each train car has some different attributes. The train car would have a color... and a function.
Great.
The colors are blue, red, orange, and green, I believe. The functions are passenger, sleeping, cargo, freight, and dining. And the idea is, in one of these, I've hidden the package you're trying to steal, and vice versa. And the goal of the game is to deduce where that is before the other person can. And we're going to have some cards that are going to allow us to do that. But right now, just build your train.
And I just, with five cards? Any five cards that I want?
You're going to use all your cards if you can. Oh. The idea is to have the longest train possible because that's going to
be
gonna,
a long train. 15 cards.
This is for two players. For everybody else, it'd be 10. But I'm trying. Well, let's. Why don't
that
we try?
That still feels long. But okay.
We can try 10. Just ditch five. We'll try 10. We have a small space anyway, so. And this is really just proof of concept, so. It's all good. All right. And if you have leftovers. You just have to keep them face down in front of you.
So right now, I don't really care what these things say.
Not really, no. I mean, you want to have diversity as much as possible, because uh-huh. that's obviously diversity is going to make it harder for someone to deduce what you have, right?
I don't know that yet.
Well, I mean, in any deduction game, diversity is made harder by, you know what I mean? So the symbols don't have to be in the same order. For instance, yeah, I'm matching these up like this because it's the same two symbols. That's what matters. That's kind of the heart of the...
All right.
And it looks like I'm going to have some leftovers here. So you just keep your leftovers off to the side here. Now, you are going to have a chance to play those at some point, theoretically. Okay. All right. So you've now been dealt some... Did you ditch five cards, right? You ditched five cards, right?
No, I'm still building my
train. Yeah, ditch five cards.
What are we talking about?
Because we limited it down to 10 cards, because you had said that...
Oh, okay. 3, 4, 5.
Actually, we're just going to do this easy.
All right, then I guess that's all I can do.
Okay, cool. And that's cool. That's about the same as mine, so... All right, so your leftover cards are sitting in front of you. These are just like domino tiles. The idea is later you're going to want to put those out. So you've been dealt three cards. One card is, you can look at them. One card is a color. So you want to look at your trains, see if that color is out there. One card is a type. You'll want to look out there and see if you have any type out there. And one card is a shape. Now that shape could be represented anywhere. It's like the shapes are just circle, square, and triangle, right? So if I show you a circle, for instance, like if you searched my train and I showed you a circle, then you would know that one of my connectors has to have a circle on it. Does that make sense? Now, it could be the circle triangle or the square circle, but it's got a circle. So what you're going to be trying to do during that is to try and deduce what I have based on what I show you. So what you'll do is you'll on our turn, we're going to have a couple options. First of all, on every turn, we're going to flip over one of these cards and put it face up in the center. And everyone's going to see that. Now, what you need to know is there are three of each card in here. So if you see three circles come up over the course of the game, then it's clear that none of us have connectors with circles. Or, say you have a circle in your hand, right? And you see two come up, you know that mine does not have a circle, right? So there's two things you can try and deduce. One is, where is it? And where it is could be flexible, right? Like, so for instance, I don't have any good examples here right now. Yeah, okay, orange sleeping, right? So these two orange sleepings, if either one of those could fit the same criteria. If it was triangle, orange, and sleeping, either one of these would be right. So it doesn't, you know what I mean? So you could pick either one of those and be correct. Does that make sense? Like when you make your, when you try and make your heist. Does that make sense?
Okay. So, well, let's, let me ask a question here. I'm just going to pick three cards randomly here from this deck. So let's say I was dealt a red dining square. I don't have a red dining square card.
Right. So if that's the case, that means that you don't have a package on your train. So it's up to me to figure that out. Because it's the same, there's the same validity in the deduction there. If I were to say, Rob, you aren't transporting the package on your train. Because you're not, right? Because with those three things, you're not. But as soon as I figure that out, which would be super easy if, say it was, if there was one you didn't have. Like, you have all of them. Say you didn't have cargo, and one of these says cargo, this one says cargo. If I could see that, I'm going to know, you know, when I see that card, that you, like, don't have that. Which means I could immediately say, Rob, the package is not on your, you don't have a package on your train. Which means I can abort my mission, and I win the round.
I didn't follow that at all. I didn't follow that in the slightest. Like, I mean, because how would you know that I have cargo in my hand?
Let's talk about that. Okay. So, on your turn, you have a few options. One of these cards immediately gets flipped. That's the beginning of every turn.
Okay.
So, that can help you influence your decisions on what you want to do. Two, you can choose to draw a tile, right? Draw another card that you can play. Or you can choose to search. Search means you pick one of my things on my train, and say, this one. That means I have to show you, if I have it, something that matches one of these things. Kind of like clue style. Does that make sense? So you say, Jason, I'm going to search this blue passenger train that has triangle connectors, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that means I have to look at my hand and say, do I have passenger, blue, or triangle?
Well, then all that... So in theory, whoever goes first could win after three turns.
In theory, yes.
If they're careful with what they're doing.
Right. But that's okay. This is a game that's supposed to be played in rounds. So, like, if you win a round in three turns, then, first of all, that was awesome. You probably won't be able to do that, is my guess. But then I'm thinking at the end there'll be a negative for all the tiles you still have, the train cards you still have left. Plus, the winner will get a bonus, and then we move to the next round, which is how Mexican Train Dominoes is played.
Okay.
You follow that?
I think so.
And so you're saying, why would I want to add more cars to my train? Well, if you're trying to stop me from figuring out what's on your train,
mm-hmm.
Well, here's a great example. Okay, so we were talking about this. You don't have let's go back to the example of, let's pretend you don't have any dining cards, right? But this is in your hand. I'm never going to see this card because I can't put myself on a dining car because you don't have a dining car. Does that make sense? I can't search one of your cars that's a dining car if you don't have a dining car on the...
Still not following at all.
Okay. All right, let's try it a different way. All right, so let's start out. Pretend you don't have... Well, you only have one freight car out, so let's take this out. You don't have a freight car, okay? This card says freight, right? So this is what you're holding in your hand.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm going to go to your train and try and search because I'm trying to find that package, right? I could find a red one. I could pick this and say, Rob, I'm going to search this car. In which case, you'd have to show me red, right? Because there's no square there, and this says freight.
Mm-hmm.
So you show me the red card. I'm like, all right, all right, all right. So now I go to this one. I say, Rob, show me this one. And you're like, okay, I don't have anything to show you because you don't have anything that matches that. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
I'm never going to be able to put myself on a car that says dining because you don't have one. So I'm never going to know what this last one is. So my job is going to be to figure out, all right, he's shown me cargo, passenger, dining, and sleeping. I've never seen freight. I wonder if he just doesn't have the package. And then I would make a guess that you don't have the package. Does that make any more sense?
Okay. And we don't have any way to track any of the information that you're learning.
Correct. The thing to remember is this. This information is going to be out here all the time. So the only information you have to track is what you're seeing on other players' trains. My assumption would be, like a four-player game, you're probably going to try and focus on one player. You don't have to, but, I mean, it's going to be easier memory-wise to focus on one player. I purposely don't want to have, like, an easy way to track stuff. I want you to have to remember, because it's not very much information that you have to remember. You just have to remember what I've showed you, which is one of only a few things. Also, in what's out here. Does that make sense? Let's try a couple rounds and see. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Do you want to grab food real quick?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay. I really think it'll make sense as we start to play.
Alright. So, now that we've eaten...
Alright, so we've eaten... I've had a second thought. I think that on your turn, you're going to do two things and then have an option for the third. So the first one is going to be, you're going to draw a card. Because I want to keep pumping cards in your hand, because that's the one thing that's going to make you not want to go out.
So I have to play a card and say, show me something.
No, you don't have to play a card.
No.
You can play a card. So, okay, here's the idea. That at the end of a round, if you have every card you have left over, you're going to lose points for. So you're going to have to make a decision, like, well, I know what it is. Like, for instance, I know what it is. That's going to get me 5 points. Rob only has one card in his hand, and I have five. So in the end, I'm going to get 0, and Rob's going to get -1. Like, I want to make you think about that. So I think I'll have you draw a tile, basically, a train card each turn. Then you'll flip over a card. And this is cargo. So there's one cargo card that's been removed, basically. We know there's three of each. Of every card, there's three in there.
Mm-hmm.
And three may be too many. I might drop it down to two. Three worked well for the 90-card game. So, worst case, I'll always add more train cards to try and make more diversity. So, so now I have the option of playing a train card down, which the idea, what makes that better is it expands the range you're trying to search, which can theoretically make it harder for you.
Oh, so you're using these cards to continue to add to your train.
Right. Okay. So, does that make sense?
Okay.
So, all right. Cool. Then I'm going to look at my cards here.
Can I insert a card in between?
No, it has to go on the ends. Either end.
Okay.
Which even technically isn't thematic because, you know, if there's a front end and a back end, right, you can only put it on one end. But I want to make it a little easier to be able to add cards. All right. I'm going to start by searching your red dining car.
So I have to show you if I have a dining, a red, a circle, or a triangle.
You can show me any of those if you have any of those.
All right. So I have a circle.
Okay.
Okay. And that stays out?
Nope. You take it right back. So if this was a four-player game, you would have just showed me that.
Okay.
Nobody else gets to know.
So I draw a card.
Yep.
Flip over red.
And let's say that if you choose to play, you can play as many tiles as you can play. You know what I mean? In mm-hmm. one turn, you can play as many as you can play, but that means you can't search.
All right, I'm going to say that one.
Okay. Blue passenger?
Triangle.
Blue passenger triangle, right. Triangle.
Triangle.
Okay, so my turn. I'm going to draw a card. I'm going to flip over another card. This one says dining. So now we have a cargo, a red, and a dining out. And then...
See, I would say the diversity is bad. Because I know now that you have a triangle, but every single card you have out there has a triangle. So if you had cards out there that did not have triangles, that would be the obvious thing for me to look at next.
Right, meaning so if I play more cards, I want to make sure that they fall in line with that.
Mm-hmm.
Right. I think I'm going to search your orange passenger car that has a triangle and a square on it. Okay.
Orange. All right. It's freight. You don't have any freight out there. So, it's kind of dumb for me to ask you to reveal something because you're just going to show me a triangle again.
Yeah, I mean, unless I was an idiot, yeah.
Right, so there's not really any point to me doing that, so I might as well put a card down.
And you can play as many as you can play in a chain.
Right.
So if you've got like 3 or 4 that line up. And that is probably a decent defensive move anyways, right? Because I've just seen some of your cards, so the idea that you can...
I'm not sure what good it's going to do me here other than to get points out of my hand. Is right. that really it? I'm putting down 2 more train cars.
Okay.
Is that going to do me any good other than to take points out of my hand for the end of the game?
It depends. For instance, say that I was getting close to predicting what you had.
And you are.
Right. But I also have a mint full of cards. So I think, because like, if the cards, so I'm going to draw on my turn, I draw another mm-hmm. card, flip another one over, this is a triangle. So now I know, and you know too, that 2 triangles are out.
Mm-hmm.
So if you see that next triangle, you know that I don't have a triangle. Wait, no. You had the circle, I had the triangle, so never mind. But yeah, so like if these cards didn't matter, I would probably make a guess. Because I'm pretty sure I know what the answer to yours is. Based on the 2 I saw. But this whole meta cards makes me not want to do that. I would rather play more cards, take a risk, and do it the next turn. You know what I mean? So I'm going to try and play a bunch of cards here before I make a guess, which I can't do this turn. It would have to be next turn.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm trying to keep triangles in my cards mm-hmm. if possible. Nope, that doesn't line up. Sorry. Oh, there it is. Okay, so I'm giving you another card to search.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm done.
All right.
Two cargoes out now.
Mm-hmm.
I think to try and take up Blood's room, let's stack these if they're the same.
Okay.
Like that.
That's fine. All right. So now obviously I'm going to ask you to search.
This one?
That one, right.
Okay.
Freight. Okay. So... All right. So I know you have a triangle freight.
Right.
Okay.
So, and this is where, like, in a multiplayer game, it's going to be awesome because you just figured it out, but you can't do anything this turn about figuring it out.
Yeah, and so, based on your hesitation, I think it's also red. Because I think you were trying to decide which card to reveal. Right there.
I see, right. But remember, you don't even have to know that. If you can say it's not on this train...
Oh, yeah, right.
Then, you know, because thematically the idea is you're aborting your mission, so which means you're just taking yourself out of the game,
mm-hmm.
which means that you win because you were the first one to figure that out. Does that make sense? I really want the theme to make sense with it.
Okay.
Okay, so now it's my turn. Mm-hmm. I'm going to draw one. I'm going to... All right. So definitely not in a cargo container.
Right.
Which we already knew, but that is confirming it for us. All right, so it's my turn. I'm going to make a guess. Gosh. I'm going to guess that it's not on your train.
Look what I've got down here. You are correct.
Okay. So I'm going to get 5 points. We're not playing for points right now, but obviously I would get 5 points, minus three, so I get 2 points, and you get minus three. So you're at minus three. Which is pretty typical in Mexican train dominoes and how that would work.
Okay.
What was your guess about mine?
I was going to say red freight triangle. Then it was not on your train.
Right. So do you think when you accuse, you should have to be able to make that specific guess? Maybe that is right, because that makes it a little harder to just... Because I knew on turn two that it wasn't on your train. When you showed me triangle... No, mm-hmm. When you showed me passenger...
Orange.
You showed me orange. I was like, well, there's no orange with a circle on yours. So I knew that it wasn't on yours. So mm-hmm. I think that I should have to say that it is what exactly it is, rather than just saying it's not on your... You know what I mean? I would say if it was on your train, it would be on this, but it's not on your train.
Well, I think it's more thematic for you, though, to be able to say it's not on or off. Well, if it's on the train, you need to be able to assign a specific car. But if you know that it's not on the train, I think... You should be able to just declare that. I don't think you should have to specifically name it. But that means that you can win the game in two rounds, and there's nothing that I could possibly have done about that. It's just based on random shuffle.
Right. So what about this? What if I do that? I don't get the bonus points. I don't get 5 points because I didn't get the package.
Just knocks me out of the round? Or does that take you out of the round? Because that means you're not going to be acting anymore? I don't know. That's weird.
I could see. I feel like it should just end the round with no one getting bonus points and everybody losing points. But maybe that's too harsh. Because then otherwise it's player elimination. But I'm also choosing to take myself out.
Mm-hmm.
So
in a four player, you're basically attacking the person across the table from you.
You don't have to. It could be anyone. But I mean, the idea is there would be four trains out here. And we could all look, because some trains are going to be easier to figure out than others. Like, if I can look at a train and say, Rob has none of this of X, or Rob doesn't have X or X. Or like mine, when you look at mine and you're like, dude, Jason has all triangles. I don't want to deal with that. I'm going to focus on someone else.
Mm-hmm. So you'd have that choice in a four-player game, but not in a two-player game.
Right. It's same within a three-player game.
Yeah.
And there's no reason to gang up on someone. Because I'm not seeing the information you're seeing,
mm-hmm.
so...
I don't know, it feels really complicated. It feels like there's a whole lot of stuff going on that I'm just struggling to keep track of.
Okay. And I actually cut out some of it, because I had movement and stuff, like moving between the trains, and I was like, oh, that's too much. So I'm glad that I cut that out.
Yeah.
So... I think the card diversity works. I'm wondering if there's... So how many turns did we play? Like 4 turns?
You got your third turn, didn't you? Oh, no, yeah, you were on your fourth. I had three turns.
I like the idea that you're forced to draw cards every turn. Because basically you're saying, like, I'm probably going to get a negative score in this game unless I keep playing.
How many rounds would we play?
That I hadn't decided yet.
Because this is a lot of stuff on the table for a game that lasted 3.5 turns. That's another concern.
Right. I was thinking that we would play maybe 5 rounds. Because I think 5 rounds would take maybe 30 minutes.
Is player one always going to win? Or is player one more likely to win?
I think player one is more likely to win if it's not on your train.
Yeah.
And player one would have a clear advantage to getting those 5 bonus points every turn.
Mm-hmm.
But player one is also always going to have the most cards if they choose to do that, because they're drawing first.
Yeah.
Now, granted, if you can pull your whole train down and not have any cards in your hand and be player one, you have a great advantage. But that's the same Mexican train dominoes.
Right.
You know what I mean? I mean, that's just a fact. Like, and as long as player one rotates every time, mm-hmm. and you play 5 rounds, well, so maybe you'd play 4 rounds. You could even play...
I feel like that no matter what, that you need to gin it up somehow so that no matter what the treasure, the money, the safe, whatever the thematic thing is, it should always be in a car. I feel like I feel like giving people the option to say never mind, it's not on your train, I'm not going to even do this. I feel like that's kind of a letdown.
Okay, I'm with that. I felt the same way when I first started designing this. How do I make that happen? Because that's my sticking point.
And that's the hard part. Because the way this feels, because neither one of us had the thing on the train.
Right.
Right. You know, so how likely, based on a random draw a deal here, how likely is that to happen? Is that going to happen?
I was hoping that it would happen a higher percentage than both of us not having it in the first one. That's for sure.
Yeah.
I was expecting it to be better than that. So I was trying to think of ways to solve that. Like, ways to solve that problem. And the only ways I can think to solve that problem involve adding extra pieces, which annoys me, because I hate adding extra pieces if I don't have to. And I was trying to keep this clean.
Mm-hmm. I think you need tokens. You need tokens that are the same on one side and have an image on the other side, and everybody has one that is cash on the other side. You know, you can... And then maybe as an action, rather than... Maybe I have the option to move that stuff around. I don't know. That's too complicated, though. There's got to be some way, though, that I can... I want to choose where that is. I don't want to have to randomly
right.
be told where that treasure is going to be or where it happens to not be. I want to be able to choose what car I'm going to put that on. That to me is... I'm the one putting this train together. I'm going to decide where the expensive stuff is going to be on the train.
Right.
That's what I want. I'm not sure that I like adding cars to it. Because that feels like I'm adding cars while in transit, and that feels weird to me.
Right. And see, I did that because I'm... Two reasons. One, I'm trying to capture the spirit of Mexican train dominoes. And two, you can make it more difficult by adding more stuff during the during transit.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So... And I mean, I could make the story say, well, it's because you're, you know, in the train station and you're about to leave. But I mean, this game is more fun when you think about the fact
about that the heist that's in motion. Yeah, right. Right.
So, yeah, I'm trying to, I mean, I guess one easy way.
Well,
I was going to say one way to determine where your thing was is each player could be given, and we could do this with the cards, I guess. Each turn, each player could be given one of each of these cards. Like, or maybe you've got tokens for it. Like, you've got tokens that, like, I've got a token for a circle, a token for, you know, so I have a token for all the shapes, a token for all the colors, and a token for all the types. I pick 3 of those tokens, put them face down. So that right there determines not necessarily where mine is specifically, but in which car it could be in.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm choosing that, not the randomness. I mean, the randomness is choosing my train, and then I'm going to look at my tiles and choose where I want to be.
Can I? What if everybody makes a 6-car train, and then they're numbered 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and then I just choose. I pick a die or something labeled 1 to 6, and mm-hmm. I just pick whatever number that one is in, and I keep that somewhere under a screen, or maybe there's tokens number 1 to 6, and I just keep mine face down.
Yeah.
And then it's not about, and then you can still have your deduction and stuff, but then it's
Oh, So if you did that and all the tokens look the same, right?
Right.
So I don't have different color than you. I pick my token, I take the rest, and I put them in a pile with everyone else's tokens.
Mm-hmm.
And then each turn, instead of the stack of cards, we flip a token over.
Sure.
And we do the same with cards for testing purposes, but does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
That's a great idea. So basically that means that every player needs to have 6 tokens mm-hmm. in their hand. and then, yeah. The only thing is 6 enough? And because if there's 6, how quickly can I search a car? And also...
So you could say, let's say there's 8 then. You could, so I want to search your manifest, because they're searching the train manifest, let's
okay.
say. You know, I'm going to search the manifest for car number 4. And you're going to tell me, are any of the traits of car 4 related to the location of the treasure? And then I know, so car 4 for me is green dining room and has circles and triangles. And so you, and you say... car 4, does that have anything to do with the treasure? And I say yes, because mine's actually in the red dining room, circles and triangles.
And so you would say circle.
Yeah, I would pick one of those 3 and say yes.
Right.
In that case, maybe you need something to write on, like clue. Or you could maybe have your own little board with cubes that you mark things that you learn as you learn them.
Right. That makes it not secret information, though. You know what I mean?
That's true.
The one thing I don't like about the tell me about is I really like the idea that you have 3 tokens or 3 something in front of you.
Mm-hmm.
So when I ask, you have to show me one of those, because that eliminates players forgetting, players lying. Like if you've got those 3, you know what I mean? That makes mm-hmm. that a lot easier. If you're like a little circle, oh yeah, yeah, it's this. So maybe those could still be cards. You know what I mean? Like, each person is going to have a card, 3 cards to represent their thing. And they can choose. So, like, if I'm like, all right, this is red dining. Okay, so for instance, right? Like, in mine, I would want to pick a not triangle because I have less of triangles to make it... Or maybe I want to pick triangle to make it harder for you to figure
out. Yeah, I think you would.
So you could put any train cars together. It wouldn't matter. Like, there would be no building of train mm-hmm. cars.
Right.
And there'd be no drawing of additional train cars. So there'd just be a set number of train cars. I mean, that's one nice thing if we're adding a bunch more components to track the rest of this. Right now there's like 60 train cards. Those could be limited down to just 32.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you can still get random cards dealt to you, but you lay them down.
Right.
Right. You don't have to necessarily connect the ends together.
Right. Are you going to get too hosed by... So maybe make it more cards. Because if you're going to have an 8-card train, do I want to deal you just 8 cards and you're just stuck with those 8 cards? I'm going to give you a chance to turn some of those cards back in and or get dealt 10 cards and pick 8 cards. Because that allows you to have some strategy when you're building. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
it's just, here's 8 cards.
You should have more options. Is it maybe it's worthwhile to give them the option of not even putting in all 8 cards? You know, max of 8 cards in the train, but potentially if you want to build a shorter train. I don't know if that would make any difference strategically, but...
Strategy for that, I think. I mean, if you know that the extra cards are just going to make it more obvious.
Yeah, because I really feel like the treasure needs to be on the train every time.
Yeah, I agree.
That's
I agree.
Important. And... Feels weird to keep on adding cars to my train while right. I'm in motion.
That, and I get that, yeah.
I mean, cutting some loose I'd be okay with.
And I was actually trying to figure out how to work an uncouple mechanic in, because that sounds kind of neat. But then it was kind of like, I don't know. I mean, if this was just a heads-up two-player game, there's a lot more things you could do with it. For instance...
Well, what's wrong with it being a two-player game?
I guess there's not, but for instance, here would be an idea. Like, I have cubes, and you have cubes, right?
Yeah.
As I eliminate, in my mind at least, which ones aren't yours, I just put cubes on there.
Yeah.
Like, I've got cubes that basically say, I don't believe it's in here. And that makes tracking super easy. And that also tells you what I think I know.
Mm-hmm.
So,
It's an interesting start. It's a very interesting start. I mean, I had a lot of trouble getting my head around.
Yeah. Well, the good news is what you're suggesting at least simplifies that greatly. Like yeah. it reduces the complexity with the initial setup greatly.
And I think that's important.
Yeah. If you're dealt, I may even say you only need to have six. If it's gonna, it would depend. If it was a two-player heads-up game, I think six is fine. Because minimum six turns then to figure that out, right? But even if it was, and I don't know if you, I don't think you need more with more players anyways, because I think six is good. Everybody gets dealt 10 cards, so there'd be 40 cards in the deck. You get dealt 10, make your train to six. So you've got a lot of options, mm-hmm. in theory.
And then just throw the rest of those away.
Yep.
Yeah.
So, I'm trying to think if, like, no, that makes sense. So that's your train, and then at that point, you have to try and start deducing. So do you think you should be able to make an accusation immediately if you figure it out? But if you fail, you're out? It's tough, right?
Yeah, I think you have to use your entire turn to make an accusation. So if you know, if I learn where yours is on this turn, I can't do it until my next turn.
Okay. That kind of works as like a catch-up mechanic.
Yeah.
And since we all don't, since we all have different information.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I think that could really shrink the size a lot. Make this a much smaller and more compact game.
Yeah, I mean, I could picture it like in one of the little boxes like this.
Yeah.
Just some cardboard chits.
Yeah.
And I don't even know. Well, you'd probably need, okay, so for how many cards would you need? And do you think it need five types of train cards, or could it be four? Can it be four train cars, four colors, and three symbols? Or could it be three, three, and three? I mean, not enough. Less diversity makes it harder to figure out, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that's not necessarily a bad thing.
Mm-hmm.
Because the numbers are driving the game to make you figure it out eventually.
You do want all 40 cards, though, to be unique in the deck.
Right. I could do that with 3, 3, and 3, right? Mm-hmm. Because there's a math way to figure that out. I mean, basically, so if you had red cargo, you'd get three cards out of that, because mm-hmm. you'd have star. Plus, you can also double up on symbols. So, yeah, that would be easy. Some cards could even have all three symbols on them.
Mm-hmm.
So that would be, you know, that would be easy to do. Right. Yeah. And those cards are great because they're good places to hide stuff, but bad places to search, because searching them... Does yours have one of these? Well, of course it does, idiot. It's got one of these shapes on it.
Right.
So,
I think maybe you should have no more than two symbols per card.
Okay.
For that reason. So right. You still have the opportunity to weed something out, maybe.
So yeah, I think I'll switch it down to 3, 3, and 3.
I think that's probably safer. That'll help keep everything more compact.
You think it's more fun as a four-player game?
You know I like two-player games.
Because what's cool about it as a two-player game is, if you had two games, you could just play four players. I mean, it'd be easy.
Yeah.
I mean, it would be as easy as we're playing four players.
Right.
And for a smaller, compact game for two players, I think that's kind of cool. I mean, it's like a heads-up train battle, right? Like, I mean,
mm-hmm.
I'm trying to heist your stuff, you're trying to heist mine. Whoever gets it first wins.
Mm-hmm.
And then just play... I think I would just set it to say, like, in a two-player game, it's easy. It's like best of three. Yeah. You know what I mean?
I think another interesting... This is a tangent. Another interesting game could be a four-player game that's two-on-two, where two players are... running the train, conductors, and protecting the gold, and the other two players are the bandits trying to rob the train.
Right.
I think that could be an awesome...
Yeah, game. That would certainly be a good argument for a game with asymmetrical gameplay.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
Especially because then if you allowed to be able to move it, it's like you could be moving the treasure around to try and keep them... Right, that's kind of cool.
Anyway, that's another thought. Lunch is over, so...
All right. Well, thanks, guys. Hopefully you were not too confused and you enjoyed this episode. Thanks. Kay. All right. Hey, builders. We're doing another lunch playtest session. Right now, we're going to test a couple games here. The first one we're going to test is my train game from last time, which is now named Railway Robbery for now. And Rob suggested it in the last time we played it that I greatly simplify it to make it just a more simple deduction game, possibly even for just two players. Mm-hmm. And that's what I've done. So, so Rob, I'm going to give you a brief explanation of how the game works again.
Okay. All
right. There's 18 cards in the deck, and then there are 12 tokens. Each token has a number between 1 and 6 on it. There are two of each. Those will come into play in a minute, but we're each going to start with one of each number. So there you go for that. Now, the tokens have numbers on one side, but on the other side, they all look exactly the same. That'll come into play in a minute here. So you're going to get dealt 9 cards out of these 18 cards. I'll get dealt the other 9. The goal is to put together a train of 6 cards, and then you're going to decide, looking at those 6 cards, you're going to say, which one do I want to hide my loot on? And you'll have these all in your hand, these tokens. You'll pick one, like, I'm going to hide it in the 1. Put that face up in front of you. The other ones, which are now face down, you would put face down in the center of the table. Okay? We'll mix ours both together. And then each turn, we're going to reveal one of those to help give us information about where it's not, where okay. the treasure is not yeah. in each of our trains. Because once you see 2 4s out there, it's clear that the train, it's not on the 4 of mine or the 4 of yours.
Sure.
Now, as for guessing, so on your turn, you have a couple choices. You're always going to flip one over, one chip. Then you have 2 more options. Those are, you can either search one of my train cars, which is like we did before. You would say, I'm going to search this car. And then I would have to tell you if either one of the symbols, the passenger, like this is a passenger car, for instance, or the color, which in this case is blue,
mm-hmm.
is shared with the one that's actually hiding my treasure, right?
Okay.
So, for instance, with this one, you've got a circle, triangle, passenger, blue. And say it was circle, you would say circle. But say it was circle and passenger, you could still say circle. Or you could say passenger. So the idea is when you're making your train, you want to try and kind of homogenize it. Because you want your train to be to have as many of the shared attributes as possible. It's mm-hmm. going to make it harder for me. So, the problem we ran into with the first playtest my wife and I did was it was too homogenized. Her train, every single car had a triangle. So everyone I would search, she would just say, triangle. So I was kind of hosed. So the only information I had was the shared information that was coming out. So I thought, first of all, way to tweak that was I added a 4th symbol. There's now star, square, circle, and triangle. And in addition to that, I added that on your turn, instead of making a guess, you can pick up one of the circle tokens, look at it, and then put it face down off to the side. Hmm. So I know what it is, but you don't know what it is, which can make the game go wicked fast if we both decide to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And remember at the end, you know, the first person's like, so if I here's the bad news about being the first player, because it's always, you always say, oh, the first player's better, right? So in this case, if we get to the end and we don't know, I'm going to have to make a guess, which means if I have to make a guess, you know, when those tokens are all gone, I have to make a guess. If I'm wrong, you win by default. We play 3 rounds to determine a winner. Anything else? On the first turn, to give bonus to the second player, because to make an accusation, say accusation like clue, but to basically to steal the treasure, to do that, you have to spend your whole turn. You're still going to get the free flip of one tile over,
mm-hmm.
but that's then your action is steal the treasure. No searching, no flipping. So, to aid the second player in having a bonus, on the first turn, we're going to flip 2 of those tiles over. That way, you're going to have twice as much information as me on your turn. Actually, more than twice as much. You're going to have 66% more, because you'll have 2... You'll see 3 tokens, and I'll have seen 2 on my first turn. And it's impossible for me to guess with just 2 tokens. So, make sense?
I think so.
Cool. Well, we'll try around and see what we think. And we'll see how fast the rounds play. If they play really fast, we'll play a couple. If they play mm-hmm. really slow, we won't.
Sure. And so I pick 6 from my 9.
Pick 6. This is just to give you some choice.
Okay. Well, once again, I have the opportunity to have 6 circles out here.
Right. Well, so. I actually have the same opportunity. I'm going to choose not to do that. You choose to do that.
Okay.
That we can see how it plays. All
right.
We still need some more diversity. with
yeah.
So maybe a 5th shape is in order. I think with a 5th shape, it would make that almost impossible. And I could actually make that impossible by making sure that there were only each symbol was only on a card 5 times.
Yeah.
So
right.
I'll have to do that because I...
I have the option of either doing all circles or all triangles.
Okay,
but so, I can't do both.
Right. Well, of course. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So, and then the order in which I place them is not so important.
Correct.
Okay.
And we'll place them this way, so that it's easy for the opponent to read. 5 and 6. I just kind of randomly picked 6, but just made sure that they weren't totally homogenized. And like I said, so that's obviously a design note right there. Mm-hmm. I will add another shape in for the next playtest. So then you look at yours and you decide where you want to hide it.
All right, and so does it number, like, is it left to right or right to left? Or?
Yeah. So it would be, what we'll do for simplicity's sake is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, the same way for both of us. So, yeah, okay. This side will be 1. And what we'll do as we flip these over is we'll actually set the tiles in front of them, the tokens, to try and make it a little easier to see.
Okay.
So we're putting our tokens out. We'll do the same. And we'll just kind of mix them in together so we don't know what's what. Okay. So, I'll go first just for the heck of it. So on my turn, I'm going to flip over 2 because the first player gets to flip 2.
Mm-hmm.
So we got a 3 and a 4. So I'll put that here. I'll put that here. And then, so on my turn, I have to decide what I want to do. Now, in this case, you have a circle on every single one, as you said.
Mm-hmm.
So guessing is not going to help me. So I'm going to try the other tactic, which is drawing one and keeping it to myself.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to look at one, put it off to the side, and your turn.
Okay, so then I'm going to say...
Well, first you get to flip one.
Oh, right.
Yep. So a 5.
So,
yep.
And then I'm going to say... that one.
Cool.
So that's card number 6 for you.
Yep. And I will say... Yellow.
Okay. So I know that it's in a yellow car. You have 5 of your 6 cars are yellow.
Right.
Right.
And I think, I'm pretty confident, based on the ones that are missing, yeah, that you could... So I have some issues with that, too. We'll need... I'm going to probably have to add another color.
Yeah. See, and, because again, because the one I asked about is a yellow circle. And... the only thing on here that's not yellow, well,
I mean, so you can still ask about this one,
right? Yeah,
on the other turns.
Yeah, sorry. So that's what I'll do.
Flip
one.
Okay, so next turn we flip one. All right, it's another 5. So we know now that the 5s are eliminated,
right?
Which is a lot more helpful to me than it is to you because,
mm-hmm.
Because you you already know this one is. No, actually, you don't know for sure this one is eliminated. I see. So this is actually helpful.
That helps for both of us, yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right, so I'm going to do the same tactic. I'm going to look at one, put it down.
Okay. Okay, and I'm going to say card number 4 for you.
Okay. And I'm going to say square.
Square. So it's a yellow square, so it's it takes me out of 4 cards. Okay. Oh, and I should have flipped one of those.
All right, so my turn. I'm going to flip one.
It's one of those 3, because that one I know is eliminated.
What?
Yeah, I'm just thinking through. Oh, yeah, sorry. Okay. The yellow square, so it's one of those 3. And so then, so you reviewed a number 1.
So basically what's going to come down to is there's two tokens left. So if Rob... flips one on his turn, he'll get to search, but on the next turn I'm just going to have to make a guess.
Mm-hmm.
But if Rob flips one, it gives him enough information, he may be able to make a guess on his own. So I guess now my strategy is, do I want to just go for broke and make a guess, or is that a poor choice? Because I have literally no information about what Rob has, which again, in the fixed version of this game, that shouldn't happen. So I'm gonna take another token, and now it's Rob's turn.
All right, so I flip one. That gives me 6.
So I know it's got to be your number one, two, or three. There's no other things that I can reveal. Asking a question about one of them is kind of a wasted turn. So I could ask a question to learn something I already know, which would force you to guess.
Right, so that's basically what I want to say is, do you think I can guess?
All right.
Or, because the big thing for me is I have three tokens that I can see that you can't see. So
right.
Clearly, I can eliminate at least two of these. But is that enough?
No. You will guess right, because you have all of the information you need now.
Actually, I think you're right.
Yeah. You have all of the information now.
So you might as well make a guess?
I might as well, because that's my only chance. Because right. You know exactly where mine is now. So I'm going to guess that yours is in... That's frustrating, because it is just a guess. I have a 1-3 shot. I'm going to say number 2.
So number 3.
3, okay.
Okay, so, all right. So from this round, a couple things. For one, I feel like this is actually fun. Like, I enjoyed trying to deduce where this was. Two, the big issue is the homogenization is too much. So I think what that means is you shouldn't be able to have more than 5 of any one thing. So there are 18 cards. I mean, there are 18 cards total. So right now I have 3 colors because there's 6 of each. So I could bump that down to... The only way to evenly distribute that would be to make it be 6 colors, 3 each. That feels like a little much.
Do you need the colors?
Well, I want 3 pieces of information on every card.
Well, you do. Right now you have 4 pieces of information. You have 2 shapes, a name, and a color.
And the 2 shapes are to give the player some wiggle room, as in to say, you know what I mean?
Okay. Right.
Because I could just switch to 1 shape on every car and just repeat some shapes, but I don't know how I feel. Because there's 4 shapes right now, so you'd still end up with 4 on... I mean, that could work if I bumped it to 6 shapes. And that's the thing. Would it be too unique if there was 6 of everything? With the exception of type of car. Because I think that works. Well, no, because if there's... You could still end up with...
Right. Yeah, I think cutting it to 5 of each, maybe even 4 of each. I think 4 of each is the safer route.
The only problem with 4 of each is it doesn't work math-wise. I mean, I guess there could just be 16 cards, and then... Because I'm trying to keep it at 18 cards, because that makes sense. But I could do 16 cards and then 2 turn cards that explain to you what you're doing on your turn. I mean, that'd be fine.
Sure. This is way better than it was last time.
Oh, yeah. I feel really good about this. Obviously, it's got some places to go still, but...
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, I don't think playing another round is going to help because we're going to end up with the same problems we already had.
Yeah, it's... I think also you might be better off after we pick our car... To take and we mix up the tiles, maybe, or the tokens, take one out and set it aside so that nobody can have that information.
Oh, that's a great idea.
Yeah.
That's a great idea.
So I'm not forced in that position that I was just forced into.
Right. That's a great idea. Where I would know the answer and you wouldn't. Yeah. I like that. That's a really good idea. And the round played super fast. I mean, that was like maybe 5 minutes back and forth.
Right.
So, which, I mean, I kind of want. I mean, because if you're going to play 3 rounds, that's a 15-minute game, you know, plus setup. Still keeps it under 20.
You know what? Maybe I shouldn't say that, though, with setting something aside, because the point is to learn information for sure and not have to take a guess. Now, I was forced to take a guess, so I had a 1-3 shot. If we'd set one token aside, you would have been in the exact same position. You would have had a 50-50 shot.
That's true. That's a good point.
That's not really fair.
And, I mean, taking the tokens is powerful because I get information you don't have.
Mm-hmm.
But the limiting factor is I get a random piece of information. When I make a guess, I'm focusing my efforts on what I think you know what I mean?
So why wouldn't you just take a token every time?
I think, and I could be wrong, that the reason would be you'd be able to figure out faster what I had if you were asking questions than if you took a token.
So there are 12 tokens, there are
10 once we start playing, which means we each get 5 turns max. And if you start taking tokens, then we could get each of us get cut down to 4 turns.
Here's three turns. Here's an idea. Yeah, because you got a point. Here's an idea. What if you look at a token and then mix them back up?
Could do that.
So there's a pile over here. I pick one up. I look at it. I mix them back in. Now, I don't know which one that is. Actually, I think it's this one. Yeah, it was. But there's only 3 there, so it's a little easier to tell.
Yeah.
So I could look at a token and I put it back down. In fact, who cares if you mix it back up? I look at a token, I put it back down. If I remember what it is next time, you can darn well bet I'm going to flip a different one. But you get to choose the next one that's flipped,
mm-hmm.
which means you might as well flip the one I looked at. Or maybe you go for something different. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So there's...
it could work.
There's some strategy there. That would make the game not go super, super fast. Like, mm-hmm. not be like a 2-minute game. I mean,
mm-hmm.
that's probably worth trying next time to where, like, I just look and put it back.
Yeah.
So...
okay.
You know, one thing that could be done with this, actually, that might be better... here's a thought. This is kind of a micro game. Bag it, put it in a bag... and then the bag serves as you drop your tokens in the bag. Draw a token, drop it back in. That fixes that problem right there.
Yeah, sure does.
And it's a nice little packaging thing with a bag.
Right.
So
right.
I'll try it that way. I like that. I think that's good.
Yeah, I do too.
And then I could use smaller tokens as well.
Right, right.
So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's better. That's definitely better.
Cool.
Yeah,
good stuff. I feel like there's a game here. I mean, I feel like this definitely has some potential to be... is there anything about the game you really don't like other than the stuff that we just mentioned needs to be fixed?
No, I don't think so. I make those changes and we'll see what it looks like, I think.
Okay.
Yeah, I think that's okay. It's okay.
Cool. Oh, you know what would be kind of cool? The last 2 cards, the 17 and 18 cards, could be engines. And that's just your engine card. You put it in front. So it looks like an engine, but on it, it says...
oh, okay.
And that would be really good because engine is... the one next to engine is 1.
1, 2, 3, yeah.
So that helps make a little more clarity there, too.
That would work really well. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, yep. And then thematically it's kind of fun. Like,
right.
Put my engine down, so... and you just would always have the same engine card.
Right.
So...
yeah, that'd be fine. It'd be fine.
Cool.
Right on.
Well, next time we play, I'll have a new prototype, yeah. So...
cool.
Building the Game is a co-production of Imminent Entertainment and Poorly Designed Studios.
All the ideas presented by Rob and Jason are the property of the Building the Game podcast.